Okay, so short idea on the parsha. So, smack in the middle of the longest aliyah in the Torah, which is Revi'i Avnoso, and it's 55 psukim. Yesterday we talked about Sota, but the mitzvah immediately following Sota is Kobe Nazir. Right? The Gemara has a drasha at the beginning of Sota. Why does Nazir follow Sota? Because wine leads to promiscuity, and it is possible that a Sota ended up in the situation she was in because she was inebriated, and therefore a proper moral response might be, wow, wine does a lot of bad. I'm going to avoid wine. Let me call myself a Nazir. But the Gemara has a very well-known dispute, which is carried on by the Rishonim, which is, do we think that the Nazir, being a Nazir, is a purely good thing to be or not? Which in the Rishonim for sure gets broadened, and even the Gemara seems to be broadened, but even more so in the Rishonim, but really in the Gemara already, brought into a question about the Torah's view on asceticism. Right? Do we encourage asceticism or discourage asceticism? So the Gemara has the following machloket, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nikra Kadosh. Rabbi Eliezer says, Amar Shmuel, Kal Yoshev B'Tani Nikra Chote. This is Gemara in Tani Yud Aleph. Shmuel says that anyone who fasts is called a sinner. Why? Because this seems to think that at least certain types of ascetic practices are problematic. An ideal spiritual personality would enjoy the world in the proper way rather than cut themselves off from the world. And what is his proof text? The Nazir. Because one of the odd things about Nazir is that at the end of his Nizirut, he brings a karban chatat. He brings a sin offering. And the Gemara says, Ki aitana detani relozer kapar b'Rabbi Omer, matam alo v'chiper la mesher chatala nefesh, v'chi v'eze nefesh chata. And why is the Nazir bringing it? So the Pasuk says, because he sinned against the soul. And what soul did he sin against? His own. Ela shetzir atzmo mena yayin, because he caused himself pain by abstaining from wine. And if one who merely holds himself back from wine is considered a sinner, then surely someone who has more broad ascetic tendencies and abstains from other enjoyments, he is a sinner. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nikra Kadosh. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he is holy. Meaning, one who fasts is called holy, Shneimar, and what's his proof text? Nazir, because the Nazir is also called holy. Kadosh ye gidal pera sera rosho, umazah shalom yitzir atzmo ela midavar echad. And if one who abstained only from one thing, nikra kadosh, is called holy, hamitzar atzmo be called davar, if you abstain from all things and cause yourself much pain, al achat kama vechama. So, the simple pshat of this machloket is that they are debating the spiritual value of asceticism broadly. Where Rabbi Elazar HaKapar says asceticism bad, and maybe should be engaged in under certain circumstances, maybe exceptional circumstances, but your fundamental intuition should be that it is problematic. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, on the contrary, asceticism is something that we encourage. Now, as I mentioned, the Gemara already hints at the fact that this is a broader machloket because it carries over from Nazir to fasting. In the Rishonim, this becomes very much a key text in figuring it out. Now, those of you in Agadata, you might remember at the beginning of the year, I noted that there are certain people like Rav Dessler who claim that while there can be a machloket in Halacha, there cannot be a machloket in Agadata. Why not? That seems crazy. Why shouldn't there be machlokin agadata? So Rav Dessler seems to believe that, look, it's one thing to say that we can dispute whether you can make tea in a kli shlishi or not make tea in a kli shlishi, because fundamental values we agree on. We agree on Shabbat. We agree on Bishul. Okay, application. And it's important we have a machloket. But if you ask me, or you, right, if you ask someone who says it's usher to make tea in a klish lishi, or someone who says that you can make tea in a klish lishi, what is Shabbat? What are the values of Shabbat? Fundamentally, they will Agree. But if one person says asceticism good, and one person says asceticism bad, that is not just a local machloket. Fundamentally, they're arguing about Judaism. Right? Is it an ascetically friendly religion, ascetically unfriendly religion? Do we think that pleasure and enjoyment of this world is a good thing or a bad thing? And therefore, if Dessler thinks you can't have a machloket in Agadata, right? And every time there seems to be a machloket, you have to counter it. Now, I'm not convinced of this, as I was talking with Michael just this morning, right? He asked me about moral theories, and I said there can actually be different moral theories within Judaism. I think that no, the simple pshat is that even on big things, right? Even when you're in conversation with the same text and the same traditions, you can have fundamental disputes on major things, and I don't think that we have to counter-read every single dispute that seems to be at major, broad principles about the Torah, that they aren't what they seem to be. But even though not everyone, I think, is like Rodessler, where they systematically believe there can never be a machloket in Agadata or never be a machloket in fundamental values, it happens to be true that in local instances where thinkers are very convinced of particular views, they will indeed essentially counter-read positions within an Agadata to generate either no machloket or at least a minimal machloket where the dispute is less extreme. To give you, and I wanted to give you one particular example here, Nazir. I came across in Rabbi Price's drasha a few weeks ago, and I made a note in my head that I would say it, that I would mention this is on the Shabbat Sagal, the drasha Mitzora, a counter read because he does have more ascetic tendencies, and therefore he counter reads it. So he looks at Elazar Kapar and he says, how could you say that a Nazir is a chote? How could you say that a Nazir is a sinner? He held himself back from wine. Isn't that a good thing? So if you wanted to counter read it and say both positions more or less say that it's a good thing, how would you read it? Because the Gemara says you're a Nazir. That a Nazir is a chote because he was Mitzaras Momen Ayayin. Okay, so that's sort of what he does. And he says, aha, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say, and this is just to give you an example of how you would counter read. Does the Gemara say that someone who doesn't drink wine is nikra chote? No. So Josh doesn't like wine. Is he a chote for not drinking wine? It doesn't say that. What does it say? Shetzir atzmo v'nei, and he calls himself pain by not having wine. Very good. So Rabbi Price said, you know what Rabbi Elazar Kapar is saying? He's not saying that not having wine is, that holding yourself back from wine is a bad thing. What is he saying? Holding yourself back from wine, and this goes back to our virtue point, right? Holding yourself back from wine, but feeling like it is painful, is bad. Meaning, what's the ideal for him? Exactly. He says, what is he really saying? He's saying that the ideal is that someone should get to the point where they don't want to engage in worldly pleasure, and therefore they feel no pain at abstaining from wine. The person who is a sinner is the person who only abstains from wine by forcing himself, but not because he's actually forged a religious personality that no longer wants that, right? So he says, Rabbi Elazar Kapar isn't saying that asceticism is bad. He's saying asceticism that is enforced purely by self-control rather than by an actual recalibration of the desires of the self is a sinful person, right? Avoiding worldly pleasure is good according to both positions. What's the machloket? So he doesn't actually spell out Rabbi Elazar, but presumably, according to him, the machlok would be more nuanced. Then Rabbi Elazar would say, holding yourself back from wine, from pleasures, even if it takes self-control, is a good thing. And Rabbi Elazar Kapar says, no, if you're going to hold yourself back, it has to come with a recalibration of the self such that you don't want it. But if you feel the pain and you're only holding yourself back from wine by sheer force of will, but not because you've developed a non-hedonic personality, that is sinful. But both of them are sympathetic to a non-hedonistic lifestyle. The question is, all right, again, now I'm expanding on him because he doesn't explain Rabbi Lazar's side, right? At least in this drasha. The machloket is more whether you think that self-control is a legitimate means to avoid hedon, right? Or does a complete reshaping of the self, is that necessary?
But doesn't, no matter what it's got to be, chatas, even if he got rid of the...
Correct. Demons, correct, he does. Now, the way that people who are more ascetic will say the chata is, so this is his take. Others will say, no. The point is that he ended in the zero. That's the sin.
Oh.
Right? That is that he ended it. Right? That's for Rabbi Lazar. But that would still be a machloket. According to him, Rabbi Lazar Kapar thinks this. Right? Rabbi Lazar says he's kadosh. So you can say he brings a chatas because he's ending his nazirot. But to say that he isn't, even Lazar Kapar, who says he's a sinner for not drinking the wine, to make him into a form of an ascetic, right? Again, asceticism might be too strong. Right? I mean, it's not pure asceticism. But the idea that not having the wine is actually, according to both positions, good. The only question is a perspective one. So like I said, I can't tell you whether Rabbi Price systematically agrees with Rav Dessler. Right? But I will say that in this case, right, Rabbi Price has these more ascetic tendencies, or at least the tendencies to celibate people who are able to separate themselves from worldly desires. Right? Though in other places he talks about the value of normalcy, so it's not pure. But I'm saying he does have these moments, right? And therefore, for him to say that someone who holds himself back from wine is a chote, that runs against his belief, either ascetic or at least that people shouldn't be enamored with the physical world. So the idea that there should be a position that says not drinking wine is a chote, so he says, no, read it carefully. It's someone who feels pain by not drinking wine, that's the chote. And that I just want to give you as an example of what it means to look at a major machloket, right, which seems to be saying, here is an ascetic voice and an anti-ascetic voice, right? But if you have a certain intuition about Torah, again, even if you don't think systematically, Rav Dessler, there can never be a machloket in Machshava, you might, right, and a machloket in Agadata, you might think that it's something you feel passionately about, that you need to bring them closer together so that the machloket is more nuanced, rather than presenting two completely different worldviews. And I think the intuition would be the same, is that if for you, a central belief about Judaism is that it doesn't celebrate indulgence, then to have someone who seems to say not allowing yourself to indulge is a sin runs not just against a detail in your thought, but against something more fundamental. And therefore, you need to narrow the parameters of the debate. Now, presumably, you could have the opposite as well, right? Where someone who is very much not ascetic, right, he will celebrate Rabbi Lazar HaKapar, and then what will he do with Rabbi Lazar who says that by not having wine, he's kadosh, right? So you could think of different ways, right? Either sometimes asceticism is legitimate for the right purposes, or wine specifically. Maybe it's not that, right? It's inebriation. Now, of course, that would be problematic. The Gemara says, well, it's about fasting, but maybe, and you do find this in certain sources, well, maybe it's only when done for religious reasons, meaning you're kadosh if you engage in fasting or going to drink wine because there was a particular need. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, right, that by Nazir, maybe he kept himself from wine only because he saw the consequences in terms of immorality from the Sota, right? So maybe someone who engages in asceticism, pointed asceticism, is Kadosh, right? And then, again, you would narrow the machlok in the other direction, that no one agrees with broad asceticism, right? But maybe fasting is a form of tshuva, and holding himself from wine is a way of, right? That would be Kadosh, right? And again, that would be a way of doing it on the opposite side, and I think you do find this a lot in thinkers for this reason, right? Is that to take it as such a broad machloket, to say, yes, already in Chazal, there were two views, one that was totally ascetic and one that was anti-ascetic, right, does imply that there is like two very different visions of what Judaism is, which for some people, especially people have very strong opinions about whether asceticism is good or bad, right, that might be disturbing. So narrowing it in either direction is going to be a way of making this a localized dispute about the way of employing this rather than what is Judaism and what is his approach to physicality. Okay.